The TJ Show.
AU 100. Yesterday we were all out to lunch together, and camera guy Josh said something that he recently unfollowed Selena Gomez.
Remember that, yeah?
Because, you know, everyone's talking about how many followers Selena Gomez has, right?
Yeah.
And just over 400 million. Camera guy Josh, why did you unfollow Selena Gomez? And I back you up on this one.
In my youth, I had an unhealthy obsession with Selena Gomez. And so as I got older, I just felt like, probably should just stay away from her.
And so what did your wife, Anne, think of that when she found out that you had this crush, if you want to call it that?
Yeah, I mean, she acted okay with it at first. I think it bugged her a little bit anytime, you know, like Come and Get It came on and, you know, and I sang every note and,
right.
And you know, I think it bugged her.
And yeah. You decided to unfollow her. Now you don't see her posts anymore.
Yep. That easy.
So while everyone is rushing to follow Selena Gomez and most of the world seemingly has decided, Josh said, no, I'm not going to do it. And I came to Josh's defense at our lunch table yesterday and I was like, oh, I've totally been there. There was this former American Idol contestant that I used to follow. One day she posted a bikini picture and I said, all right, I'm going to unfollow her. And Kenny looked at me sideways.
Yeah, I think it's an extreme measure that you're taking.
The reason why I unfollowed her was because I just have this rule in my life for me. You know, as long as you say, for me.
Right, exactly.
Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and Kenny shouldn't be judgmental.
Judgmental
because
Kenny.
For me, the reason why I unfollowed her was because I don't like distractions of any kind that will take my eyes off of my wife.
And you felt like she was a distraction.
I don't want to fill my head with other attractive women
okay.
in that way.
All right. I respect that.
Kenny thought that was weird.
So, like, what happens if you go to the beach? Are you going to have your eyes closed the whole time, not looking at girls in bikinis?
Yes, he is. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm not actively trying to focus and look around.
Well, I don't think you're... Just because you're following this former American Idol contestant and a bikini picture pops up, it's very similar to being on the beach or seeing somebody out in public that you find attractive.
I don't think
there's anything wrong with noticing them.
If I see a nice shape off in the distance or whatever... I don't look towards it. I look away.
I don't know. How does Jess feel about this?
I don't think she doesn't. She never told me I had to go to this extreme. I just know I don't want it in my head.
So your wife, Jess, is not tripping about it. But out of respect for your wife, Jess, you're just like, you know what? I'm going to hit the unfollow.
And also, my wife went through a devastating first marriage where someone totally betrayed her. And so I feel like I want to go the extra mile wherever I can to give her no reason for worry. Not that she is worried.
So you're like overcorrecting in a way, TJ.
I also have found that I like it better.
Yeah.
I do. I know that sounds so bizarre, but I love the idea of, and I feel like, I know for sure after 10 years, I love my wife more because of this decision I made years ago.
Well, you know what? As a wife, I can respect your decision to want to respect your wife in that way. So if you feel like that's a way to protect you and your thoughts and your mind from wandering and thinking about this American Idol person in the bikini, and also a way to protect your wife and honor your wife, then like you said, you got to do what works for you. But at the same time, that can be encouraging for maybe someone who is dealing with those things right now as they're scrolling through social and every pic is a bikini pic or a shirtless pic or whatever. Like I had a coworker of mine who used to always post, I called him Thirst Trap Thursdays as a joke, but he would always post pics of himself without a shirt on.
Mm.
I just unfollowed him. One, I work with you. I don't care to see you like that.
Yeah.
And think about that when I'm talking to you in a meeting at work. And two, it was just felt like, what was the reason for the post? Was it for attention? If it was, I wasn't going to give it to you. That was me.
And nothing to do with your husband?
No, my husband's fine, so I ain't worried about that. But my mind didn't wander. But it was more so just like, I didn't want to see it. And I would tell my husband about it, too. I tend to disarm those type of things so that...
So, like, if you find someone really attractive, you'll mention it to him?
I will, and vice versa. We have a conversation.
And it just sort of takes the steam out of any place your thoughts could go.
Exactly.
And you think that's been better for your relationship?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I have the most amazing wife, and I just want to protect that in every way that I can. I mean, look at me, Kenny. Have you seen me?
No,
seen my wife? Like, do you understand why I'm being extra careful?
I understand why you're being extra careful, but because I know how much you love and appreciate your wife, it almost sounds like there's a layer that you can't trust yourself. Like, do you really think that this is going to ruin this beautiful relationship that you have?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't trust myself.
Oh.
And my wife, Jess, and I talk about this all the time. Neither one of us is going to say that we are completely untouchable when it comes to temptation.
Right.
Why can't I be tempted?
I suppose you can be tempted, but right.
I think we all can be tempted, yeah.
No, like, I mean, let's just be honest about it. I think I can.
Yeah.
It's unlikely, I think, in both of our cases that we would be tempted. But we'll both say, oh, yeah, we could be tempted.
And well, I'm in a committed relationship at this point. Granted, it's a new relationship, but I trust myself to be able to look at someone who I find attractive or beautiful, maybe feel that temptation, but I trust myself that I'm not going to go and ruin the great thing that I have.
But why
and
do
that
you
I
want
have
the,
no interest?
Why do you want
in
the
it.
Temptation?
Hmm. I don't want the temptation necessarily, but I enjoy appreciating attractive people and their beauty. I don't think there's anything wrong with looking.
What does it do for you while you have a girlfriend?
I don't think it does anything to me other than appreciating somebody for being beautiful.
Now, yesterday while we were having this discussion at lunch, I said, do you know who the hottest girl in this room is? And he said, yes, she's sitting over there and she's blonde.
Yeah.
And he knew. I said, do you know who the second hottest girl is? He said, yes, absolutely. She's over there.
The woman at the counter.
Right. So our producer, Kenny, took this question out onto the streets. And in the next segment, we're going to hear, what do people on the street think of this? Is it going too far? AU100. This is the TJ Show. A little earlier, we were discussing how I unfollowed someone who I loved. She was an American Idol singer many years ago, and she posted a bikini picture, and I said, nope, I'm going to unfollow. Kenny thought it was very strange, and I did it because I don't want distractions taking my eyes off of my wife, Jess. And I know some people think that's weird.
I respect it, man.
Kenny took it to the streets and asked, is that too extreme?
So a coworker of mine, he really goes out of his way not to look at other women.
Why does he do that?
He says it's out of respect for his wife.
Okay.
But he even went through unfollowing somebody that he followed because they posted a bikini picture.
He's a bit extreme.
Oh. Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. And he maybe have some underlying issues, sounds to me like.
You can laugh at me. I just know that I don't want the temptation. I don't want the other thoughts in my head. I'm fine with the unfollow.
He might be a bit thirsty. Maybe he's just trying to keep himself from temptation, which I'm not opposed of.
Sounds like he's a little insecure in his relationship, I would guess. I mean, I don't know him or his relationship, but that would be my first guess.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, it definitely sounds a little bit extreme, and I could see where people would see that coming across as kind of rude.
Sure.
Although...
Rude? To who? To the American Idol contestant?
Right, who has millions of followers?
It's also pretty clear that it's well-intentioned. Ah. So if there's a clear explanation for it, I also don't see it doing much harm.
Like, I'll give you a for instance. He was following a former American Idol contestant, and that contestant posted a bikini picture, and as soon as he saw it, he unfollowed.
I would definitely call it interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I would definitely call it unusual.
I think most people, you know, you look, you appreciate if you find another person attractive. It doesn't have to go any further than that.
I would say that it's normal for humans to acknowledge when they, just mentally, when they see someone else that they find attractive, to notice it.
Yeah. If you don't go any further than that, there's really nothing to feel guilty about. I feel like there might be a sense of guilt on his part, you know?
Oh, that I think would be a safe assumption, but an assumption.
Sure.
That guy should be a politician.
Kenny, I felt like you were leading the witness.
Come on.
Yeah, I think you were coercing him to say certain things.
Now you're bringing my journalistic
like
integrity
no,
into question.
I'm telling you what I heard.
So a coworker of mine really goes out of his way to avoid noticing attractive women in public places.
I mean, it depends. Like, if he's in a relationship, obviously, I feel like it's best to only have eyes for your partner.
He's married, but his wife's made it clear that she doesn't mind.
I mean, if your wife doesn't really care, then I feel like you go ahead, do you?
So, most recently, he described unfollowing someone on social media because they posted a bikini picture.
Yeah, see, me and my girlfriend has this conversation all the time. Like, we'll talk about other exes, like other people relationships. It's just like, why are they so stressed about something that you can't control? Mm-hmm. Someone always is going to find either your significant other attractive or your significant other is going to find someone attractive outside of you.
What do you think when a lady looks at your husband, who's very attractive, and goes, oh, he's fine?
I'm like, that's right, girl, but he's mine.
Do you notice other girls checking him out?
Yeah, I do.
Are you cool with that?
He's going home with me, so I'm not necessarily bothered. I do stare them back, though. We make eye contact.
Oh, okay.
So I let them know that I see them looking at him.
But that doesn't mean, you know, you should be bothered by that because we all have eyes.
Exactly.
So it's like beauty is an eye of the beholder anyway. So it's just like,
And there's nothing wrong with appreciating someone's beauty. If you see them in public, you could look.
Yeah, no. You're, if you look nice, like, you look nice. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. That one person said, do you. I'll keep doing me.
What happened to the ladies, though, Kenny? This is a very one-sided conversation.
Oh, yeah. What about
that? How would
a
lady feel if her guy did that, unfollowed the American Idol in the Bikini Post?
You only ask guys.
Oh, so sorry. Oh, I no. only ask
no.
guys.
I feel like this has to be from another perspective.
Well, okay, then that's what I'll do next.
Well, he's reinforcing his view that I'm unusual and weird.
Right.
Yeah, could you, for tomorrow's show, could we find out what women think?
All right, yeah.
Thank not? You.
Well, right. We'll see.
I think I would guess some of them would be more on my side, but I guess we'll find out. It's AU100. This is the TJ Show, our news. It sounds a little different around here. Our producer, Kenny, he goes through every story he can find. And then he brings us the most important ones here. What do you have for us today in the world, Kenny?
The tech layoffs keep on coming. Amazon has announced that it intends to lay off 9,000 people over the next few weeks.
9,000?
That 9, is a lot.
9,000.
Isn't that on the heels of another huge let go?
Yep.
Yeah, so in the past 4 months, 27,000 jobs have been cut.
What is going on? How do you find that many jobs to cut?
I don't know. They have a lot of people working for them, and they're not alone. It's other tech giants as well. These 9,000 most recent layoffs are affecting Amazon Web Services, the people experience and technology solutions, advertising, and Twitch, which I didn't even realize they own Twitch.
Right.
Wow. And well, I trust Jeffy B.
Oh, you guys are buddies like that?
No, I'm not buddies with him. I think Jeff is a safe person, right? We want to put that out there.
And how do you feel about their new CEO, Andy Jassy?
Is Jeff not involved anymore?
No, I think he's involved, but he's not the CEO.
Yeah, he's not the CEO anymore.
Oh, okay. What's the new CEO's name?
Andy Jassy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about Jassy. They used to call him Gentle Jassy. He's a very safe person, and he wants the best for everyone.
Gentle Jassy.
Yeah.
Well, I wish Gentle Jassy was considered...
No, it's Jassy with an S.
Oh, well, we're not cool like that.
No, get that right.
Oh, my bad.
You don't want to be the one to get his name wrong.
I'll work on it. I mean, I wish he was gentle, because they hired a lot of people during the pandemic, and I feel like now they're, like, laying all these people off. Like,
I'm just getting in with all these billionaires and... Who knows what they're up to?
Are they cutting you checks?
No, but I just assume it's for the people's best interest.
Okay.
So I'm saying that
I
here.
I highly doubt that.
Do you want to hear what your new buddy had to say about
sure.
this layoffs?
Yes.
Given the uncertain economy in which we reside and the uncertainty that exists in the near future, we have chosen to be more streamlined in our cost and headcount.
Yeah, I bet he had a computer program write that for him.
Wait, but he wasn't concerned about that during the pandemic when our economy was also struggling. They hired a lot of people, so I'm a little confused by that statement.
Don't be sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic. This is me being legit.
I was making the reference to the computer because they like that. They want more computers, so that's a good thing.
Oh, I'm talking about Mr. Jazzy Jeff, your friend.
Yeah, all right, let's just move on and just trust that everyone at that company has everyone's best interest. They're not controlling the food sources and the
Never
ways we get things. None of that is
no.
happening. It's just not the reality right now.
Mm.
We have a choice. We can go to the store.
You can believe that.
Okay. Kenny, what else do you have?
TJ and J-Bo, what is your favorite smell?
Ooh, huh. Have you ever sniffed inside a brand new pair of Jordan 1s of sneakers?
There's
oh
a fine
my God.
Line there, though. They get worn once,
so
and all
good.
Of a sudden, it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, I have so many. I some of them still have the same fresh smell I had when I first bought them.
Ooh, you must have nice feet.
Yeah, I do it, kind of.
Good for you, J-Bo.
Yeah, that's my favorite smell.
My favorite smell is probably a food-related smell. I would say coffee.
Yeah, I had to guess coffee. What about new car smell? Do you guys like new car smell?
Yes,
I think it's overrated.
No, what?
I feel like new car smell is often celebrated. It smells a little chemical-ish to me.
I'm not surprised that you're saying this.
But I do like the smell of a skunk, weirdly. So I think the new car smell should be, like, swapped. I feel like there was an error there, maybe.
No, they have skunk. It spot on. I think your nose is... No.
His reverse...
There's an error in your nose, yeah.
Why? Why do you ask, Kenny?
Well, I just read an article. I didn't know this, but since 1985, Audi, the car manufacturer, has been employing an entire team of scientists who literally spend their day smelling surfaces while wearing legit lab coats.
That's
really?
All they do.
They are known as the nose team.
The nose team?
The nose team. And they simply have to smell the vehicles to make sure that they don't emit foul odors from inside the cabin.
Huh.
Including strong chemical smells, which you don't seem to like, TJ. But they also want to make sure that it doesn't give off any other odors, so like on a hot summer day, your car doesn't smell like a wet dog.
So they put it through all the seasons, and then they just sit there and sniff the inside of the car to see what it smells like. That's impressive.
It sounds like a cool job. I do wonder if someone like Ed from the tire team swings by their department every once in a while and just passes some gas after lunch. He goes, take that and deal with that.
Is that
smell
an 8
team.
Or a 9? Yeah.
They
nine?
Probably right. laugh hysterically about that. Kenny, what else do you have?
A man in Colorado Springs is a hero after he saved a neighbor from an apartment building fire. He was up on the third floor. He noticed, I guess from the ground floor, this man struggling to breathe. The person had asthma. We saw the fire going on and noticed the guy in the third floor having a hard time breathing. He had an inhaler in his hand and couldn't even stand up. He said somebody told him that the EMTs went up, but the door was locked. The guy took it upon himself, scaled the building through the balconies, went inside, unlocked the door, and they were able to rescue the man,
oh, man.
With asthma.
Love it.
As someone
More
who deals
proof.
With asthma, man, I'm telling you, it is scary when you cannot breathe. Especially with the fire, that intensifies the situation.
And there's some more proof that people care about people.
Yeah.
I love it, Kenny. Thank
Happy
you for
to report that no one was harmed, including the man that had the asthma attack. Everybody's going to be fine.
Oh, awesome. The story keeps getting better. Kenny, thank you for keeping us partially informed.
You got it.
This is the TJ Show on AU 100. Please don't judge me for this, but when I call my mom, I often just record the phone call.
Why do you do that, TJ?
Well, I find that every time I talk to my mom, something always happens. And so what am I supposed to do? Just miss that and keep that from you?
Maybe just cherish it for yourself.
My mom and my dad happened to be in the car at the same time when I was catching up with my mom.
Ooh.
And you can hear what happens here. She's very concerned about everything. And I couldn't imagine being my dad and constantly having someone who's so concerned around you all the time. But somehow they make it work.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Sorry, I missed your call. Going? Hey, Dad.
That's all right. But why don't you have a cap on there?
I know.
Are you kidding?
It's all right. I'm going to
What's wrong?
Dad, he came in the car with an open thing of soda, and it had no cap on it.
So she's very upset because my dad is drinking a soda and just keeps it in the car with the cap off. And this just happens. When I call my mom, I'm like, okay, well, here's what it is this time. She's nervous the soda is going to spill in the car.
I don't like that you don't have a cap on that. Seriously. You should drink that out there.
Well, I don't understand. What's wrong with drinking in the car?
He doesn't have a top on it.
She's horrified about this. Could you imagine? Would you ever let someone in your car without a cap on?
Have you seen my car, TJ? I don't seem to care. Whatever, and you could bring anything into the car. It doesn't
Your
really
poor
seem
dad.
To matter.
He's like, I just want to enjoy my soda.
Dad, do you think it's going to spill?
There's zero chance. When's the last time you spilled a drink,
Mom?
That's a great question.
0 to 100, those two.
When was the last time you spilled a drink?
In my car?
Anywhere?
It's been a hot minute.
Right.
What?
What would happen if you spilled it in the car?
I don't want it spilled in my car. It'd be like a complete mess. It would ruin everything.
It would ruin everything if a little bit of soda spilled in the car. And I've had spills, full disclosure.
Yeah.
There was one time recently I got a coffee cup from a local cafe. It was a cheap cup. The coffee started bleeding out of the cup. It didn't ruin everything. I had to clean it up. It was not my preferred way for my day to go, but it didn't ruin anything.
Your poor mom is probably just envisioning the soda going everywhere. Yeah. The dashboard and the stereo on the seats.
Have you seen our car?
Yeah, I don't want it.
It's disgusting. We have
Imagine.
We've got yogurt pouches.
Why don't you clean it?
Clean what?
Your car, you should clean it.
See, this was just supposed to be a peaceful catch up with my mom. Hey, I'm calling you back. And it turns into us arguing about how my car's dirty and hers isn't.
And she's
I should be cleaning my car.
Oh, she's definitely judging
you. What are you waiting for?
Well, we did. We hired a guy to come and clean it. And now it's messy again.
Oh, that's disgusting. You got to take care of it.
So that was part one. And a little later in the day, I couldn't help but think, gee, I wonder whatever happened with that soda. Let me find out if the soda did indeed spill, which was her big fear.
Hey.
Hey.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. That's the first question always, by the way. Nothing could be going well. What's wrong?
Or maybe it's because you called twice in one day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you couldn't possibly be calling me twice on one day, my son.
What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What?
Did Dad spill the soda in the car?
No.
Oh.
No, we didn't spill it.
So then why were you so worried about it?
It didn't have a lid on it, and he's, you know, he's like sloppy sometimes like that when he eats.
Well, but not that time.
Not that time.
He came through on his zero chance of spilling stat.
Right.
Yeah, but he didn't spill it. I was curious.
No, he didn't spill it.
Oh.
No, I don't like stuff in my car, food in my car.
All right. Anyway. That was all I wanted to know.
What's going on? That's all you want to know?
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Oh, man.
So, in case anyone was wondering, the soda did not spill. My dad keeps his perfect record of not spilling soda in my mom's car. But my mom, still very nervous all the time, always looking for things to be nervous about. And I'll tell you, when you're looking for things, you'll find it.
You will. If you look for good, you'll find that too.
Yes. Great point, J-Bo. This is The TJ Show. Thank you so much for turning on your radio this morning.
The TJ Show.